Bird Talk. Twitter website creates a big buzz. 10 years ago, twittering was something that only birds did. Nowadays, everyone's doing it, including some of the most powerful and famous people on the planet. Will you be joining the latest online social networking phenomenon, Twitter?
Twitter is already ranked as one of the 50 most popular websites worldwide and is growing fast. Britney Spears, Stephen Fry, and Ashton Kutcher are just a few of Twitter's celebrity fans. But it isn't only young and techno-savvy celebrities who tweet. Talk show host Oprah Winfrey is a fan, and so are Jane Fonda and William Shatner, both in their 70s. Liz Taylor is another devoted user and recently used the site to inform fans that she was going to have an operation. I am going to the hospital to have a procedure on my heart. Any prayers you happen to have lying around, I would dearly appreciate, she tweeted.
It may seem surprising that someone like Liz Taylor uses Twitter, but it makes perfect sense. The retired 77-year-old actress is wheelchair-bound, but she still has a huge fan base. What better way to keep people informed of what she's up to? Many celebrities also feel that it allows them to speak directly to fans and to bypass the media. As basketball player Shaquille O'Neal said, "If I'm going to speak, it will come from me." Some celebrities seem to spend all day letting people know what they're doing. Former England rugby player Will Carling recently posted this tweet, "Listening to Coldplay whilst helping to get lunch ready for some mates who are around." Fascinating, Will.
Other celebrities use ghost Twitterers. When rapper 50 Cent posted this tweet, "My ambition leads me through a tunnel that never ends," many fans felt they were sharing an intimate, personal revelation. In fact, 50 Cent rarely uses the site himself, and it was posted by an employee who deals with 50's internet operations. Britney Spears recently advertised for someone to help keep her Twitter and Facebook accounts up to date.
Politicians have also started using Twitter. Arnold Schwarzenegger uses the site to keep people informed about his work as governor of California. Barack Obama was also a regular tweeter in his campaign to be the Democratic candidate for president, and many experts believe that it helped in his victory over Hillary Clinton. Politicians in the UK are using Twitter too. Boris Johnson used it during his campaign to be mayor of London, to let people know what he was doing and to help him undermine his rival Ken Livingstone. "How can people vote for Ken after he lied to voters over tube and bus fares? Time for a change." It worked. Johnson defeated Livingstone, just as Obama beat Clinton.
So, will you be twittering soon?